Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert. Comic book conventions, anime conventions, horror movie conventions, if something exists, I guarantee there is a convention for it. Well, on this episode of Region Nerd Alert, my guests and I are pretty well seasoned in conventions, so we can tell you what to expect, share some stories of wisdom, and maybe even inspire you to go to a convention yourself on this week's Region Nerd Alert. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going? This guy didn't even say anything.
There's a ball motion towards the mic, so I backed off.
I'm just waiting for them to like go toward the mic and just smack heads at any together.
I'm waiting for that moment.
You're just going to hear a kiss from this mic.
My lips will not smack.
All right. Good. So, today is going to be a very fun episode because we're going to get real personal because this is something that we all share in a sense. And that is the life and culture of conventions.
I say geek.
Geek, comic book conventions,
nerd
conventions, anime conventions, horror movie, video game conventions. Mm-hmm. There are many conventions, for short, con life.
There's even like very specific cons. Like there's a supernatural convention.
No, yeah, that's also what I was thinking of. Like yep. If there's something that exists, there's a con for it.
Doctor Who convention, supernatural convention. It's been going on for a while. There's a convention for it.
There's true. In that.
There's true.
So let's go around the room real quick to give little introductions. We have to my immediate left,
your boy Fat Low.
Fat Low End, yes. And have anything to promote right now? Your real name?
Skyler.
Okay.
But put out some new music the other day. FLE EP, which stands for Fat Low End.
Oh, I was wondering.
Fat Low End EP.
Nice. And check out last week's episode on Lakeshore Public Radio's website, because I am now on there, which is pretty cool. Yay, everybody.
Lit.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah, you can check. We talked about lo-fi last episode, so that was a very, very nice show, I believe.
I enjoyed it very much.
I also enjoyed it. And to Skylar's left, we have...
Paul.
Paul Polgarzelski, everyone.
His full Christian
middle name will be withheld.
There's probably like 1,000 Paul Polgarzelskis in here.
No, there's exactly one.
But
at least two.
You got anything to promote, Paul, or you're just hanging out with us?
I'm just here to hang out and share my experiences with you guys.
Nice. And I appreciate you. You've been in the corner for too long. No one puts Paul in a corner. But to his left, thank you for those laughs. And to his left, we have
it's your boy Mike.
Boy Mike.
Your boy Mike. Twitter handle, thick boy with 3 C's, 3 I's, and Singularity Photography on Instagram. Follow me.
Nice, nice. And how many C's?
Three.
All right, cool.
3 I's.
3 I's and 3 C's.
3 seems to be the number for him.
And to his left we have
Heather. I'm on Twitter as Deliham and then Instagram as Delihams, because I actually am going to start using Instagram now for my cosplay stuff.
Nice. And cosplay is another big part of con life, convention yep. life, right. So let's get things started. I'm assuming my audience is not as versed in conventions of the nerd sort. So this is sort of going to be like a survival 101 for your first convention.
Oh, boy.
And at the same time, just having a little fun. So, so I guess we already started a little bit. What type of conventions are there? Like, there's C2E2 in Chicago.
Oh, Jesus. There's Dragon Con in Georgia. There's Wizard World, which is in San Diego, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago.
Emerald City Con and Seattle.
RTX in Texas.
Momo Con.
There's PAX.
Colossal
East and
Con.
West. Oh, yeah.
San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, we could name them for a long
time. There's 10 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's 10 there's, million.
There's Northwest Indiana Comic Con.
Now, what do you guys know what the first Comic Con was? Was it San Diego or?
No, but San Diego is like the pop, like the
it's
most popular.
It's the
like,
con. Yeah.
Like when somebody says Comic Con, it is immediately, oh, you mean the one San with Diego. All the celebrities? That's San Diego.
Celebrities.
Celebrities.
Actually, though, New York's actually getting really up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Recently, yeah.
What's
yeah.
New York's called?
New York Comic Con.
Wizard World.
Oh, is
no,
it
it's not Wizard World. It's run by the same company that they C2E2 is run.
Oh, Indie Pop, is it?
No, it's just called New York Comic Con.
Hmm.
And it's run, I believe, in August. I want to say August, but it probably it changes just like C2E2. No. But yeah, that's gotten really popular. It's gotten really hard to get tickets for that one. Like they sell out like really within instant. Like
oh, that's
really
right.
Really hard.
Yeah, this guy Zayden I know goes to that one all the time. He's like the hype guy. For Comic Cons.
And where's EC3 at? Is that one over in like Massachusetts or something?
What the heck is EC3?
I've never heard of that.
Emerald
either.
City?
Oh, that's in
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Ooh, I would love to go to that one.
There's a Motor City Comic Con was actually this past weekend, I believe, which is over in Detroit, I believe.
Mm.
Awesome con.
So, since we are from the region and talking about region stuff, Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana type stuff, what are the cons that are around here? I know there's PopCon in Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, right? Indianapolis PopCon.
You got the Northwest Indiana Con, which is at the
Halls of St. George.
There you go. Gen Con, which is if you're really into board games, that's in Indianapolis.
Board games and D&D, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Critical Role is going to be there this
real
year.
Real big board game con.
They just had Anime Central happen this past weekend, and it rained on all the cosplayers there. I feel bad for them.
Aw, there's also Anime Midwest, too.
And that's in July. I don't know exactly when in July, but I actually just went to ASIN. So did Fat Lowland over there.
Just using my handle quick. Yeah, I was there.
But, yeah, and then there's the big Chicago one, which I think is the... I think it's one of the biggest,
C2E2. C2E2,
yeah.
Wizard World.
That one is a good, I think, is a first good con. Because, like, you get the experience of, like, a big multi-day con. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not, like, super specific. Because you have people who like anime there, comic books. Usually they have, like, celebrities from TV shows or movies. So I think that's a good starter con.
That was my cherry popper with C2E2.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. Well, actually, mine was...
I think mine was C2E2 as well.
Mine was...
Either that or ASIN.
Wizard World back in 2011, 2010.
Wizard World was weird for me because, like, I was used to C2E2. I think I'd been to C2E2 twice, and they have, like, the big red carpet and everything, you know? Like, everything's super carpeted, and it's, like, vibrant and
red. That's at the McCormick place?
No, that's... Well, C2E2 is at McCormick, but... Wizard World's at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center.
I felt like I was in the back alleys of like the city. Like it was weird. Everything was concrete.
For Wizard World?
For Wizard World. Yeah. Well, like actually, it felt so rustic and odd.
I was talking to somebody at C2E2 this year, one of the dealers, and they said C2E2 is actually one of the only conventions that put carpet down. They're one of the only conventions that do. All the other conventions, it's... hardwood, like concrete or wood or whatever it is in the convention center. There's no carpet.
Was ASIN hard? Yeah, ASIN was hard too.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Wait, no. ASIN had like a purple carpet this year.
What do you mean carpet?
Like, so you know when you're walking the floor where all of the booths are and the vendors and stuff
carpet.
Like that?
Oh!
C2E2 has that big, gigantic red carpet.
That, and it's not there like 24-7 like they do.
No.
It just, okay, yeah.
That carpet's gone.
Yeah, ASIN has carpet.
Yeah, ASIN had that purple carpet.
Spent a lot of time talking about carpet.
Carpet's important. You're walking so long, you want something nice and cushy.
It was a big thing for me because I was so used to C2E2 that like I thought everything had like some kind of really bright, open, carpety thing.
Yeah.
And then Wizard World, like the ceilings were low and there was no carpet. And like I felt like there was like corridors I was going down instead of a big like area.
All places you shouldn't be at.
Yeah, like everything felt like weird and sectioned, and it felt like I was in a bazaar. Like
wow.
A literal bazaar.
Well, actually, I need to go to Wizard World now to see how Twilight Zone it is compared to C2E2.
It was weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say Dragon Con is pretty like that. Because, like, well, not necessarily. Like, it's just like a bunch of hotels for the same event, which ASIN was like that for different events. Like they had a video watching room, they had a board game room and such. But Dragon Con was
Dragon Con does not end. It does not end until
the last day. That's a 5-day con, right?
Yeah.
5-day, 24/7 cons. ASIN's also technically a 24/7
con. But I feel like it's also a 7-day con because like it starts probably when everybody gets down there and keeps going. Even if, like...
Yeah, they actually... They refer to
till the last man leaves.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Well, like, they start off technically Thursday. It was Friday, but then they pushed it back to Thursday.
Yeah, because everyone was having parties, and there was some stuff that was open on Thursdays, especially, like, everyone getting down there and getting their tickets.
Yeah, they call it Day Zero.
Day Zero. Yep.
Which is now Wednesday.
And then basically you're hungover for the next week.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah, what goes on these cons.
Oh, but there's also a Star Wars celebration up here in Chicago.
Oh, is that like the May the 4th? Yeah.
Is that during May the 4th?
I think it is May the 4th.
I think it's like a kind of like a week long thing, like maybe like a 4 or 5 day thing, and it's not necessarily
long.
A convention. Like they have a convention or something.
It's like a gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they
when
announced
they started
some important
it,
things there.
I think this year it actually like fell on Star Wars Day, where like past years I think it came like a little bit after. But I work at Hot Topic and I see all these pops come in, pop collectors, and they tell me about it and they wait in line for hours to get these blue chroma pops.
What's a pop?
So pop figures, they're just like these small little figures that are a little less detailed than actual like action figures usually would be. Some of them, all the ones that Disney owns, so like Star Wars license, Marvel license, and any Disney stuff is all going to be bobbleheads, and pretty much anything else will just be a normal head and not have any springs.
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy is dying over here. Pop vinyls have gotten real, what's the word, popular.
They're the new Beanie Baby.
Exactly. They are the new Beanie Baby.
Baby.
Every pop vinyl I own, I have thanks to Paul.
Same here, actually. Except
mine,
the Diva one, but I broke it.
You broke your Diva one?
It was one of those where you bend it to see, like, oh, how far can
does
it
this
bend?
Come apart?
Yeah. And then it broke, and then I was like, super surprised Pikachu face. Like, this thing I bet
has no moving parts. Let me see if it has moving parts.
It moves.
Yeah.
Now it
does. By
breaking
it
with force.
It moves with force. But yeah, let's talk about like what happens generally like at a convention. Not like what happens, but the basically like the con floor plan. Like what can we expect to see in almost every convention?
One does not simply go to a con and not spend money.
You spend a lot of money.
That is true. We're like waiting for the other one.
All right. Yeah. There's usually vendors, people that sell different things. You got specialty vendors.
Their wares.
Like you got specialty like leather craft vendors. You have people that sell just pop vinyls.
Promoters for other cons.
Yeah. Promoters for other cons.
Usually
medieval
big
times are randomly there sometimes.
Yeah, I always see them there.
Big corporations too, like at ASIN they really promoted like Funimation and Viz and Crunchyroll. Oh, continue.
I was just gonna say, like, yeah, you got your vendors, and then usually outside of the vendor hall, quote unquote, there's panels which discuss different things from you want to be a graphic artist, well, listen to these professionals, or more in depth, Supernatural. Like, let's talk about the story and this and that. And it's just industry, like people who work in entertainment industries talking to non-industry workers,
the fans,
and yeah, the fans telling them.
A good movie to see like a good representation of this is Chasing Amy, that Kevin Smith movie.
Yep.
Like they do like a whole like their comic book writers, and then they sell their stuff and they sign prints and whatnot and go to panel, like that's the beginning of the movie is. But
yeah.
See, the comic book writers and artists and all that, if you're going to like a Comic Con, like not there's usually like a whole artist alley, and it's like indie comic writers and indie comic artists.
And it's called Artist Alley, you said?
Yeah. The Artist Alley.
Alley is very dangerous.
There's slippery popular slope. Ones. Yeah, very slippery slope, because it's even
my
like
my favorite phrase.
Because literally, like, you go to the con floor and you see a bunch of usually overpriced stuff, but you might find some good deals. But then Artist Alley is like super unique stuff that are usually cheap. Mm-hmm. So you're just like, oh man, I don't want to pay $30 for this. So I'm going to pay $5 for this and $5 for that and $10 for that. And then spent like $150.
Yeah, I was going to say it's cheaper because like I feel like the first things that you see when you walk in are usually like the big vendors, the Funimations and like the.
Well, what kind of Artist Alley are we talking about? Because I'm talking about the E2 Artist Alley where it's literally all artists. So it's
Well, they usually offer like stickers or little knickknacks as well. Like it's not just
there's variety.
Like,
because I say like there was people there at C2E2 that were like charging like $30 for a picture or painting, which is totally reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And they can charge up to like $100 because there was some
depending on the artist.
Yeah, depending on the artist.
Speaking of at ASIN, there's this one guy who's like this giant like
that mat.
Yeah, the Kingdom Heart mat.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It was huge. I was like, man, Paul would love
it. You
should have
sent me a picture of it.
I didn't know how to take pictures at the time.
We were dumbfounded by the art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was checking if they were available. And like, there's no more. Dang.
He had one brain cell and it was gone.
It was gone. We were walking and
it was
smells.
Blown away.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. There are certain rules to cons. One of them, unspoken rules, I should say. One of them is don't take pictures of Artist Alley's work.
That's another thing why I didn't take a picture.
Yeah. Like, that's a very big no-no is don't take a picture of their art.
Take a picture of their business card, though.
Yeah, you could do that. But
mm-hmm. They usually do have, like, a framed business card, like, on the table, too. Yeah. Where, like, I don't have cards to give out, but take a picture of this, and here's my info. Yeah.
So, usually by day three, they're out of business cards in general.
So, yeah, before we get into the do's and don'ts of convention life or con life, let's talk about what to bring. Like, what are some essentials?
Food, snacks, definitely water.
Let's start with Heather.
Food, snacks, water.
Food, snacks, water, like protein bars, granola bars, like healthy things. I wouldn't bring like chips, Cheetos. Like
healthy and cheap.
Healthy, cheap, because you're paying $14 for a hot dog at convention centers, and it's not good. Like, the hot dogs are very small and you're
like
crying.
Like, $8 for, like, a little thing
of bottle
of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Like a reusable bottle of water.
Yeah, and a reusable bottle of water, because there's usually water fountains that you can fill them up again and again. If you really don't like water, you can always go to the store and get one of those, like, Mio stuff, which is what I use, because I can't stand, like, tap water.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
me neither.
So that really helps the taste. Like, it obliterates the taste of it. Other than that, if you're of age, alcohol, because you're not going to be like sitting there all night. Well, you'll be
flasks are good friends.
I was going to say
of age.
There's like different. What's the word? Like, there's different subcategories of conners.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Like there's the party conner. There's the casual conner. Mm. Conner. That sounds so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Convention goer. Con goer. Convention goer. But there's a bunch of, and also. I guess another thing to, bring is lots of money.
Yeah, lots of money.
Comfortable shoes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's my most important one. Forget the water, comfortable shoes.
Forget the water.
It's very hot in there.
You'll be dehydrated, but you'll be comfortable.
You won't have a chance to drink the water if you wear uncomfortable shoes.
Well, I mean, usually if you cosplay, you get no choice of wearing comfortable shoes. So I'm going to put water over shoes.
And speaking of that, you're going to see a lot of people who do cosplay. Now, for the people who don't know what exactly that is, but heard the word but didn't know, what is cosplay?
Costume play.
Now explain what entails.
It's basically Halloween. You walk in there and it's just full of people like showing their love for like their fandom, a TV show, comic book, anime, manga, whatever it is. They're showing their love for a character or for the series by dressing up as their favorite character.
And now that usually goes a step further than like, go to Party City and buy like a plastic mask. Like, these people like work
quite a bit, yeah.
Diligently put most of the time thousands of dollars into the cosplay.
So like an example, I just commissioned my Star-Lord mask because I want a new Star-Lord mask.
Mm-hmm.
That mask is going to cost me $327 with shipping. It lights up, the faceplate comes off, and it looks amazing.
That's
awesome. It's also $327.
When you go to cons, you know the difference between like Halloween City, like bought costumes, mm-hmm. and someone that put like some time and effort into
it. Actually,
because it's like leaps and bounds above
it's
anyone
so impressive.
You see at Halloween.
One of my favorite cosplays isn't like that I've seen at least in person, was it wasn't a like an extravagant like ogre or something like that, or a robot. It was this girl who made, I actually shot for this girl. I worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
She made this beautiful ball gown from the show. I don't remember the name of the show, but she handmade everything on this ball gown, and it was gorgeous. The bottom of it was huge. It was gray with like this real intricate pattern on the front of it. And I was blown away by the craftsmanship.
And speaking of ball gowns, like a lot of, well, I know, I think C2E2 has it, but like the anime conventions and other like sort of big conventions have like a classical dance, usually like a, what do you call it? Like a ball dance?
Masquerade.
Yeah, that too.
That's a big one in Dragon Con too.
Yeah, C2E doesn't really have, like, they're getting better. I mean, this past year they had like an after party of sorts after their cosplay convention, mm-hmm. or their...
A lot of burlesque too.
Well, that's just in general around Chicago too. But after their cosplay contest, they had a little after party.
Hmm.
But it's not as, say, on par with like Dragon Con, which is literally like there's party after party. There's a Star Wars party where they play the cantina music and you limbo to it. So like it all depends on the con you go to.
I forgot, it was last something on Alderaan.
Last party on Alderaan.
There you go, party on Alderaan.
I want to go to that so bad one day.
Never been, but I know the name.
Now, speaking of, okay, so you can expect Artist Alley, which mm-hmm. you can see all the artists sell their wares and get your nice artworks. Some sell beach towels, pillowcases.
Spent $300 in Artist Alley at C2E2.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place.
I didn't realize you spent that much. I thought you spent less.
I spent an ignorant amount of money.
Man. I've given one artist alone close to a grand.
Well, man. We lost my C2E2 this year and came back.
I was going to say, ooh.
Shout out.
Yeah, CJ Draven is very
He's very
talented.
Good.
Shout out. Maybe he'll listen to this podcast if we talk about him a little bit.
I'll tag him in it on Facebook.
Skylar loves him. But, so you can expect Artist Alley. You can expect the...
Cosplayers
going around. And now cosplayers, a big rule about them is ask before you take pictures.
And cosplay does not equal consent.
Look, don't touch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Look, do not touch. Definitely.
Yes. Like, unless you ask and they let you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or like their props and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what
I've
I was talking
cosplayers,
about.
Like, I saw a Nicholas D. Wolfwood from this anime Trigun, and he had his cross with him, like, hey, can I hold that? And he's like, yeah. And he let me hold it. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
And when you go to these conventions, there's like a camaraderie because everyone's there for like the same reason. Like, you love what you love, and it's like a celebration of that.
Yep.
So
yep.
Don't be intimidated to go up to someone and ask, hey, can I hold that prop, you know, or can I hold your armor or something like
if
that?
If you see one of your favorite characters from an anime, whatever it may be like, express your gratitude for that because they like it just as much as you do. Because
they literally like spent hours upon hours into their cosplays and they love the appreciation most of the time, you know. Unless mm-hmm. I can't speak for everyone.
But. Yeah. I've never met like a stick in the mud cosplayer. Can I take a picture? No.
No, this is for me and me alone.
What if that's their aesthetic right now? They're doing like that's the character.
Yeah, they also, and now cosplayers also take it a step further and actually get into character too.
Like, they really do.
Yeah.
Voices, the way they act, everything. Like a lot of Deadpool.
I can't wait.
That's why I love
Spider-Man, Batman.
That's why I love shooting cosplayers. Like, that's why I love working with them because they're the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most fun.
You can shoot them in their own world and
see a lot of Professor X.
A lot of Professor X's, a lot of Deadpools and Spider-Mans and Harley Quinns.
The Spodered Man.
Spodered.
Well, it shows how popular they are right now in media.
Yeah, if there's a popular show, if there's something popular, you're going to see it.
When Deadpool came out,
many Deadpools.
Literally like 15 to 1.
Dinosaur Deadpool, Maid Deadpool, Wolverine Deadpool.
I'm actually looking forward to the Pikachu Deadpool that we'll be seeing coming up in the next conventions.
I didn't even think of that.
You got to go outside the Deadpool box.
Deadpool Pikachu. But,
so, speaking of cosplay, who here has like done cosplay and what have they done?
Oh, you're looking at trying to get me to do something.
I've done one.
Oh yeah, you have.
I was gonna say, I think we've all done one at least.
I was Bobby from Supernatural.
Yeah, that was back when.
Oh, I forgot I was a part of that too.
Yeah, you were
John Winchester.
John Winchester. I was
Old Porta-John.
That was the running joke at the time. What was that, C2E2?
Yep. That was like one of the first C2E2s.
Yeah, I think it was the first one that we all went to. Or maybe it was the first one you guys went to.
When was
I went
that?
To the
second
like 1993. No, that was like 2001 or something like that.
So many years ago.
No, it wasn't 2001.
Feels like 2001.
It was
2011, maybe.
I know I was in college, so
I was obviously I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I want to say 2012 because that's when I got into Doctor Who and I cosplayed the 10th Doctor as well that year.
Yeah.
That's been big when Supernatural, Sherlock, and Doctor Who were like all like the rage in geek fandom.
Now, the only thing you really need to cosplay Supernatural is just flannel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a great closet cosplay. You go to Goodwill, pick up some flannel during the fall.
You could also cosplay the Joel from Last of Us, I think.
Yeah.
With some flannel and a backpack.
Yep. That is also good.
Also a foam hatchet, and then get like an LE with also another foam hatchet.
That is true.
Speaking of backpacks, take one to a con.
Take a backpack.
Take some sort of pack.
Take a backpack and a portable battery.
Oh, yeah.
Because your phone will die.
My phone will die. I promise you it will die.
Free up space because you're going to be taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Get that iCloud backup going.
That too. What's my... I swear, there's... Every time I hang out with Mike, it's like, hey, you got a battery I can borrow?
Every time. You got that charger?
You got that charger?
I walk in the door 1.2 seconds later. Hey, you got that charger?
And if you have a portable game device, bring that with you because you'll probably want to be playing that at some point.
Oh, you'll find people to play with.
You will get tired of walking the con floor, especially if it's like a con that you've been to multiple times.
Yep.
Definitely need the rest, too.
Or you're waiting in line for a panel or something like that. You will have time.
Don't be ashamed to sit on the floor. Everyone does.
Yes. Also sit on floors.
You'll go down a hallway and just be littered with bodies just laying on the floor on their backs. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, people are here
apparently
for
dead,
3 days in a row. Some people get like 2 hours of sleep in those 3 days. Like,
for real.
Yeah.
They go hard. Now, speaking of events at the con, like we talked about panels and Artist Alley and different con floor activities. Now, there's a lot of off-floor con
activities.
Floor con.
Off con
there are activities
floor.
That do not happen
off the
on con the
con
floor.
Floor activities.
Off the floor con. It's impossible to say. Anyways, there's different events that go on that's not necessarily con regulated that people have for themselves. Like there's hotel parties if it's like a multiple day con and connected to certain hotels, and there's even like local bars and restaurants have like certain things going on too. Mm-hmm. Like at ASEN, like I think at Mitsuo Market, they had this front end thing because they know like, oh, these weebs are going to come to ASEN. We're going to make a lot of money off of them at Mitsuo.
We're 15 minutes away. They're going to come here for lunch.
Yeah, for real. But that was also exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of that goes on.
Tell some that you've been to as well, like some personal experiences.
Well, I want to say this before people get scared away. You can take kids to these things.
We're talking about
parties and whatnot, but C2E2 especially Sunday is like for kids. Like you will see people bring out their Disney cosplays and dress up as Disney characters. I've seen two Baymaxes last year.
I was going to say, before we get into like talking about the nightlife and the parties and the 21 and over type events, 18 and over type events, these are children friendly. Like you can bring the family. Like there's fun things to do. They're not going to see like belligerent people.
Oh, no. You can test out VR there. Like you can
video
games. So many different like video game activities. There's even like almost like fair type activities that you can do like with children and then they get to see their favorite characters.
And there's tournaments there a lot too, there's, like for video games.
Yeah. M&M, I was actually, the M&M company was there and they were testing out new flavors.
Oh yeah, they were this year. And then the Geico, they were there too, and it was like a game that you can play, like drop little Plinko stuff. Like there's always like a whole bunch of stuff.
I love Plinko.
same.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. There's a lot to do. Like it's not just like drunken parties and whatnot. I know, like when it comes to like I said, especially C2E2, like there is a lot to do to bring your kids here and if they're interested in like
coloring
nerd
book
stuff,
activities too.
Yeah, like if they're into nerd stuff, like they will have a fantastic time.
And cosplayers love little kids. Like, they like to get pictures with them because they go ballistic. Because, like, the kids see them just as their characters, and they, like, they freak out. The kids freak out, and then the cosplayers freak out, and, like, the kids want pictures. It's like Disney and, like, Universal and all that without, like...
Without costing $10,000.
Yeah, like, it's, what, seven, like, $45 for, like, a Sunday pass? And then if you're...
Something like that.
And if the kids are young enough, it's free.
ASIN was $30 for Sunday.
Yeah, for one day.
So, like, it's really cheap. Like, they get to see all their favorite characters. They get to have a blast and, like, nerd out with everybody else.
I think my favorite part is, like, when you see the kids go talk to the people dressed up, they'll, like, get in character, and it's really cool to see them... Just like brighten these kids' days.
Oh yeah,
I love that and I love little kids that dress up. That is the cutest thing ever. I don't take my big DSLR on the floor anymore. I take my Polaroids, and my favorite are taking Polaroids of kids, and I'll give one to the parents for them to keep, and then I'll give one to the kid and have them sign it, because I always have the cosplayer sign my Polaroids. The kids draw all over the picture and scribble something on the very bottom, and it's the cutest thing ever. Those are my favorite Polaroids. My favorite one is a little tiny Jason Voorhees, like up to my knee.
I love serial killers and like little kids.
It was the cutest thing ever.
That is adorable.
It was the cutest thing ever.
And speaking of Jason Voorhees, like that's another like element that you could see at conventions, like horror movie cast. Yep. Like I went to a horror movie convention, well not horror movie, but a horror convention, and I seen the cast of Scream reunited, and the year before that or year after that saw the guy who played Freddy Krueger and the whole cast of Nightmare Before Elm Street. Five.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
There you go. Thank you, Paul.
Heather Langenkamp and Robert Englund.
Yes,
in the same room.
Oh yeah. Also, speaking of celebrities, like you're gonna, if it's like a larger con, you're gonna see like some of the coolest celebrities.
Oh, yeah. There was an entire Clueless cast reunion.
I wish I would have went to that.
Paul Rudd was there. That was his first convention this last year, and he was so excited to be there. Like he was having a blast.
I would have loved to see what is it, Alicia Silverstone?
Mm-hmm.
She's nice. But
primo.
So here are the little tips for like buying your ticket for conventions. Usually, like if you know about it a few months in advance, they're going to be a little bit cheaper than if you were going to buy them like day of, or what's the word, like a full day pass or like a full 3-day weekend pass or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't wait till like weeks beforehand. Like, be a little.
Even if you do, though, they're still pretty affordable.
Like, yeah, yours was like what, $70 for all 3 days?
And yeah, that was nothing.
How late in advance did you buy it?
I think you bought it like the weekend before.
The week of, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's not bad at all.
No, which I gotta buy the Wizard World tickets because they're super cheap now. Because I think we're several months out, so they're like $65 for 3 days or 4 days, wherever it is. Which isn't bad for Wizard World.
I need to free up some time to go to that because I kind of want to go to that again.
Okay, we can do that this year.
I've never been.
Some of the bigger conventions, like as it gets closer and closer, they'll be like over $100. Like Dragon Con, it's still pretty good for the price because it's a 5-day convention. But usually, like in December when they have the tickets, they're like $89 or something like that. But as it gets closer and closer, they can get up to like $135, I think, is the max.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Book your hotel early.
That's another thing to bring up.
Good Lord.
Like, if you're trying to get a hotel for like these conventions, book early if you don't want to take an Uber from like 5 minutes
Timbuktu.
Away. Timbuktu.
Things we've learned from several hotel going ons.
Oh, and now that Airbnb is a thing, like maybe book an Airbnb. It might be cheaper.
Book something.
Book something and
do
make
it
sure
as,
it's
as early as possible.
Yeah.
And make sure it's kind of close to the convention because walking is definitely going to be your friend because you don't want to Uber everywhere necessarily.
And even if you live like 45 minutes or an hour away from it, I would recommend a hotel because it makes a difference.
Definitely. Oh, especially if you have a cosplay too.
If you have a cosplay, you want to be at the hotel.
Yep.
You want to be at the hotel.
Because it just takes too long. And
depending on the cosplay, how are you going to fit in the car? You know, like you're going to have to like get dressed at the con in the bathroom. Like you might as well have
sometimes you can't even bend in your cosplay. So you strap
you're
to the hood of the car.
Robot.
Strapped to the hood of the car.
Now, speaking of hotels, like the hotels surrounding the convention center usually have a lot of events. Like,
yes,
at ASIN, there was like a video room where you can watch like movies or like TV shows. They even have like karaoke or like certain coloring activities. Like there's a bunch of activities like in the hotels as well. And not talking about like personal activities where people have like parties in their room. Blah, blah, blah.
And it's totally free. Like you can just walk in and sit in on the movie.
That is the beauty of buying that convention ticket. Like
for real.
Totally free.
Especially if you just need to take a break.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say there's actually a there's a dedicated room at C2E2. I forgot what it's called, but there's a room where, like, if you just can't be on the showroom floor anymore and you like you don't like you need some time away, there's a room where there's nothing but just like
beanbag chairs
and
it's great.
Just to relax.
You just
and curl up with a book or something.
Flop into a beanbag chair and you die for like an hour.
You die for an hour.
It's like. They had that at RTX, but it wasn't like beanbag chairs. It was an arcade room, and it was just full of arcade machines. And whenever I got like way too crowded or just like too much people or like I'm tired, I went to the arcade room and played like Mario Kart, where heck was there, and I just sat there for a bit, and it was great.
Yeah, those are definitely a godsend when you're just walking for 24 plus hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you guys have any like fun stories or something?
Oh. That, we've got some stories
that we can tell on this show. Keep it G, PG rated. Oh, preferably G.
Before we do that, should I answer Paul's question about cosplay and stuff that we got
just
kind of
glazed
from?
Over?
Yeah, that we just skipped over.
It was like who here has cosplayed, which I think is everyone, and like what have you guys cosplayed?
Oh yeah.
So I've done a few. I've done Star-Lord, which I'm redoing again with better stuff because I've had more experience now. I'm doing Thor as well from Ragnarok. I'm planning a Parallax cosplay from Hal Jordan Parallax because it's one of my favorite villains. I want to do a regular Green Lantern, but I can't do that. I've done Punk Flash. I've done 10th Doctor. God, I don't even know all the ones I've done. I've done Black Canary. I did that
That's
one.
That's DC, isn't it?
Yep, DC. I can't even remember all the ones I've done.
Punk Flash at this year's C2E2?
No, last year.
Or were you this year? You were something, weren't you?
I didn't cosplay this year because I didn't have time or the money because, again, really expensive to do it.
It is very expensive.
So.
I've had garbage cosplays that like I just get from Goodwill.
That's still cosplay.
Hunter S. Thompson. Bought like a $5 shirt from Goodwill,
and people took pictures with you because they knew exactly.
$10 shirts, yeah. A few people, they're like,
just
hold that Thompson.
Hold the fly swatter, and this is backcountry.
Fly swatter, broken cigarette in my mouth.
So the one I remember the most is your League of Legends one. It was like pool party, whatever.
Oh, pool party Lee Sin.
Yeah, that's one I remember the most.
Oh, please bust that out again. Yeah,
I think I still have that coconut in my room.
That was a good one too. Yeah, What was that, referee Katarina or something?
Yeah.
I have that referee shirt at my house.
I have been looking for that shirt for so long. Are you kidding me?
That was like, didn't it cost you like $35?
Yeah, it cost me a pretty penny.
You're also Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece.
Which is essentially Party Pole Lee Sin without
a... Yeah, just a different colored vest.
Different color
with a little tattoo underneath his eye.
And a hat.
Yeah.
And a hat.
Soldier 76, I was two, because I remember that one.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I was the two skins. I was regular skin, and then also Cook Dad.
Oh, that's right.
Cook Mom.
Yeah.
That's the year I actually met his voice actor, too, so that was really exciting.
Oh, were you in costume when... That's awesome.
So he was like, oh, I'm like, yeah.
Did he tell you that we're all soldiers now?
Yeah, he actually asked my favorite voice line, and he did quote a lot of the voice lines because I was sitting there and he was talking about here. Yeah.
Right about here now.
What if you cosplayed as Mike?
Just Bobby.
Just Bobby.
Just Bobby.
Boucher, right?
Yeah, Bobby Boucher. Mama. No, I want to cosplay. I don't have the time.
Time, money, takes a lot of it.
Yeah.
Do them Goodwill budget cosplays that I've done.
Yeah.
Those
actually do work. I mean,
Skylar, I've also done some garbage cosplays. I've done Morty from Rick and Morty, which was super easy. You just need
your Rick, and I had like a couple Mortys. That was fun.
And you just need a yellow shirt and some blue jeans. And I also cosplayed as this character, Tombo, from this movie called Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh,
Your Tombo was literally perfect.
On point. You are living Tombo.
And the worst part was that I had a Kiki next to me the entire time, and some guy looked at me and said, hey, you're Waldo, aren't you? And I told him, hey, I'm Tombo from Kiki's.
And he's like, sure you are.
Dude.
Whatever you believe.
All right, pal.
I just thought of a cosplay I could do.
Uh-oh.
Spoilers for Endgame.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
I
could be Thor.
Oh, yeah.
And I could be the dude.
At the same time.
Yes.
At the same time, yeah.
Cosplayed as Roxas from Kingdom Hearts when I was at work at Hot Topics. I did it for the Kingdom Hearts 3 release day.
And your Sailor Moon cosplay was on point.
Oh, yeah, it was Sailor Mercury. It was great.
Yeah.
I was in a skirt and a Sailor Scout outfit the entire day at work, and I got so many compliments.
And that's another thing you're going to see at conventions, like stuff called like gender bent. Like,
yep.
It's very mm-hmm. LGBTQ friendly there. Like every convention I've been to has been very welcoming.
I've seen the most muscular Misty in my entire life. With a full beard.
Who is that one guy who usually does those like muscular cosplays?
Oh, dude.
And he's like a heavy metal singer.
Oh, he's
Tanya's brother Lee.
Leo. Leo, yeah.
That's a tag. Tag him on Facebook.
Oh, dude, he's a singer in a metal band. You said that. It's like baby metal. Is
it like a beard? Or
bearded man cosplay,
lady beard or something.
Lady
like
beard, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I don't know his name. There's another wrestler that does that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a oh god,
that's another culture you'll see at these conventions too.
Wrestling, yeah,
yeah. I see so many wrestlers. Like I think one year, who's that sergeant guy from WWE?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, yep. He was at one of the conventions, and I was like, holy.
The very first C2E2 I ever went to, I vividly remember a giant wrestling ring. In the middle of it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I remember seeing like the actual, like, well, not actual because it was a cartoon, but the Speed Racer car.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. No, there was a live action movie for that, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
But yeah, I seen like the Speed Racer car. I seen, I think one year, like the Batmobile, like the original one from like Adam West days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was there one day too. But yeah. Any other stories from conventions you like to share? This is a.
The Dragon Con, the best thing I've ever seen was I was walking around. I think it was the, Marriott. Yeah, I think it was the Marriott. I'm walking around on the floor and I see at least 6 of those giant inflatable dinosaurs, dinosaur costumes dancing to some weeb stuff, dancing to some anime intro, and they were in line in unison dancing to it. I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, but it's great.
I was gonna say, remember when we were at Dragon Con and like we were at I think the Hyatt or one of the hotels, and literally like it's a huge hotel, like the lobby,
mm-hmm.
there's like 7 different dance parties going on at the same time.
Yep.
And I remember just walked from one to the next one to the next one, and usually like the people will bring like giant speakers, like personal like boom boxes mm-hmm. everywhere. People
that just, was that year you went. Oh, that was such a good year.
That was a really
that
good
was,
year.
That there was a lot going on at that con, and I was a part of some ridiculous stuff.
And it always ended at the rave and the Waffle House, like,
or the ditch in John's.
What, John?
The gutter.
Wasn't he found in the ditch?
I don't remember. Was he?
No, I don't think Jose was there for that.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
He wasn't there. We'll tell that one later.
I don't know if we can tell that one.
Another one of my favorite things that I saw is so Smash Brothers Ultimate has been out for kind of a while, and everyone's disappointed that Waluigi isn't in it. So at C2E2 this year, there was just a bunch of people dressed up as Waluigi holding picket signs saying that he belongs in Smash. And then there was another character that's in Smash called the Piranha Plant. And they saw the Piranha Plant, all the Waluigis just booed it. And it was great.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
I don't know how he got in before Waluigi. Or Daisy got in before Waluigi. But, yeah, speaking of parties and stuff, I feel like we should glance over that. Like, that has become a significant part of a lot of cons. Like,
yeah.
Even though it is, like, a family, like, these are places that you can bring your families. Like, there are a lot of after-hours shenanigans and other cultures, culture as in, like, con culture,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
that participate in alcoholic activities. Like, you're gonna see people like bringing flask. You're gonna see people drinking. Well, they do serve beer there too.
Yeah.
Actually, what's the name of that?
Anti-Hero.
Yeah, sponsors a good chunk of C2E2
for sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's been a lot more prominent too. Like, you're gonna see these like microbreweries like you know, giving money and supporting these conventions to have their beers like sponsored there and whatnot.
RTX has one. Well, Rooster Teeth in general, they have their own like sponsorship from a beer company, and they have like a pop-up shop during RTX that has their own beer, like their own kind of brew during RTX. Granted, I haven't been there in a few good years, but a lot has changed. They definitely got that sponsorship from a beer company.
Nice.
So it's gotten more popular, but I think it's because the general like age of like their audience has gotten older. So
that's true too. Like you go to these conventions and you see like what, like Rugrats cosplays and things from our childhood, and then as you grow older, like, you know, you become of drinking age and you want to enjoy these things while also having a brew or a shot or something.
You see a grown Tommy Pickles walking around with a flask.
Exactly.
I will say,
childhoods will be ruined.
The alcohol at these conventions, though, can get pretty expensive. So that's why we say, if you are of age, to maybe
bring your own.
Bring a flask.
Exactly. And you don't want to have some sarsaparilla cocktails that worth $12, which just gives you a little squirt of Smirnoff.
Remember the hot dog that I said was $14? Yeah. Imagine the beer cost.
Exactly.
Nope.
It's not worth it.
But, yeah, does anyone else have any stories or anything they want to mention?
Are we talking about on the con floor or off the con floor?
Either one.
So I actually have a story involving the host of this show. So this was his...
Who's the host?
Jose.
Joey Nerd Alert. That's Joey Nerd Alert. You can look up Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio website now. Just click on the show tabs, click shows A to Z, and then look me up.
That plug.
Continue.
He totally did that to play you into a plug.
So this was the 1 year that he came with us down to Dragon Con, which was a 5-day convention. And I already see Mike just cracking up over there.
There's not too many stories he can tell about me, but go ahead.
So we're all back at the hotel. So Mike and I are there for a while. And then Jose comes back in, and he's been
participating in adult activities.
Yeah, to say that. And so as soon as his head hits the pillow on the bed... He just instantly lights out, and our friend John is sharing the bed with him, sleeping next to him, and all of a sudden, the room is just dark, and we just hear this loud snoring.
Now, mind you, I didn't even know I snored.
It is the loudest noise on Earth next to a jet engine and an explosion.
It was like at 3 a.m., wasn't it?
Yeah, easily.
It was
easily 3 a.m.
It was really late.
But we had a long day that day, and our friend John just...
He was so mad.
He was beyond mad. He just said, really, out loud.
That's his punishment, though, because at another convention.
All right, yeah, this is where I come in. Okay, so C2E2.
The alarm.
The alarm.
Was that the first year that I went? I think it was the second year I went.
Might have been the second.
It was the second because we had two rooms in the first year. We all had like 9 people in one room, and it was the worst.
It was terrible. Don't ever do that, kids. So it's like 3 a.m. All right. We had a long day. I had just gotten to like the threshold of sleep, and then John's alarm goes off, and it is that stupid Batman thing. I had just literally fallen asleep. I was so angry. I couldn't move. I was frozen in place.
Now let me tell you, there was like 5, maybe 6 people in that room. And when that alarm went off, everyone was awake.
But him.
Yeah.
But also, no one, like, went to turn it off.
I physically
lucked out that year.
I physically could not move. I was so angry.
That was the year that we had maybe it was just Morgan, Sam, and Shakia in the other room.
Yeah, it was definitely, we split up the rooms, boy, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't there.
I definitely was. What hotel was that? Was that the one with the?
That was the Loop.
Okay, so that one I know I stayed there. Didn't you guys stay there 2 times in a row? Because I know.
Yes,
there was a year the fire alarm went off too.
John didn't want to leave the room.
Oh my god!
Because
goodness.
I was not there for
okay,
that.
Okay, I was not there for that.
Can
one,
I please tell this? After,
yeah.
Thank God I was not there for that one because I think Mike told me about that. I was like, I would have lost my mind at that.
So let me. our friend John, we got to tag him in this on Facebook. We're tagging everyone on Facebook because we're talking.
You're getting railed on, John.
I should call him right now because we have a way to get him on the phone.
Have him tell the story himself.
But anyways, so for one, John brings his PlayStation there to play an online game because, you know, you could do that. You know, you bring your game systems, you play in the hotel room, and that's the beauty
of
it.
How he was playing that on hotel Wi-Fi.
I don't know.
It's another because that was like a
he must have been hotspotting it from his phone or something.
Something.
I've played a few online games at hotels. A thousand ping.
Anyways,
anyways.
For those of you who don't know, a thousand ping's a lot. You want generally around 20, 30 or preferably zero. But anyways, yeah. So John brings his game and he's playing his game and we're at the hotel and the fire alarm goes off and we're like, all right, let's go. I think it ended up being someone was like trying to make something in the room.
There was something wrong with the elevator.
The elevator caught fire.
Yeah.
Oh wow, damn. Yeah. That's more serious than I thought.
So it actually was a legit fire.
It was a legitimate fire at the hotel. Everyone was outside in their like cosplays and working on half makeups and stuff. And we're like, "Where's John?" John did not budge playing his video game during a fire alarm. He just stayed in his room. He's like, it's taking me down, but I got to finish this dungeon crawl.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of this dungeon.
We got him to come out. It was like, John, I'm going to be so upset if the reason that you die is because you wanted to play a video game while there's a fire. I'm going to have to tell your parents.
To his defense, there is no pausing in online games. But
also, it's a fire.
A very real fire, yes.
And then, like, when we finally got him to come out of the room, he goes over to the elevator and pushes the button.
The root of the fire. Just opens up the smoke.
And he's like, I'm like, John, that's not working. We have to take the stairs. He's like, oh, yeah, there's a fire.
We were only, like, what, second, third floor? We weren't that high up.
No, I think we're the third floor.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I wasn't there either. Thank God.
But speaking of, like, well, not fires, but outside activities, I know at Dragon Con at an aquarium that they have this really cool one, and they open the aquarium at night, and not only you go there and have fun party, but that's a beautiful place to take photos. And I think, what was that one cosplay that was?
Oh, Milo Thatch from Atlantis. I am so jealous and upset at this picture because it's beautiful. It's Milo Thatch from Atlantis reading a book in front of the aquarium, like, glass. And there's a whale behind him and, like, a couple smaller fish. It is beautiful. I am jealous, whoever you are.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We can do that this year, and I'll cosplay as Milo Thatch.
Please do.
Oh, you would make a great Milo Thatch.
Stole my idea.
There can be two Milo Thatches.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, you can be Milo Thatch and I'll be the Milo man.
No, take your glory as Milo. Take it. It's yours.
We need Akita.
Ooh, I'll be Akita.
I was the first to say I'd be
Akita. I was the first to
fight,
say.
Fight.
But does anyone else have any exciting stories? Or if not, we can start wrapping up.
Not that I can tell here.
Yeah, there's... Go have fun at these conventions. Like,
yeah.
Make some memories.
Ooh.
They're great.
Ooh. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, are you going to tell the story about me just coming back in?
No.
That one? That's no. not. We're not going to tell that one.
I got a wholesome one that I can tell, I think, involving Joey Nerd Alert and Paul Porgrzelski, middle name excluded.
That should be your entire handle. Paul Gazelski, middle name excluded.
You were telling me that like everyone had separated and gone to their own after con activities and everything, and like you wanted to stay out really late, and everyone was being like a stick in the mud and was like, no, we're just going to go back to the hotel. And then who did you see show up to the party? Paul Porgrzelski, like, showed up, and you were like, oh, Paul! Like, I remember you telling me about this. I don't know if you have recollection, but...
What happened?
No, it was just, like, the excitement of, like, you going out in nighttime activities, and then you thought everyone bailed on you, but Paul showed up.
Oh, that's usually how it goes, though. Paul shows up and...
Was this Dragon Con?
It was definitely Dragon Con, because I was not there.
Yeah.
You probably went to...
Is that one of the after parties? Oh. I was just walking around, because literally these hotels are, like, open, and the floors are open until, like...
Oh, yeah. That was the concert. Cause yeah, cause oh, who was there? MCP Pants.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No one like went with me, and I was like going by myself. And MCP Pants, aka I forgot
MC Chris. Ray.
MC Chris. He does like the rap stuff for Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is a show on Adult Swim. And I went there, and I was like, oh no, I don't think anyone else went with me. And I was in the crowd, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get hyped by myself. And who comes in? Paul. I'm like. Paul, I almost cried, and we had a fantastic time.
No, I remember. I wasn't there because I had been participating in adult activities legally, and
yeah, you were.
And then I walked out, and then I was talking to these two cosplayers that I literally had just worked with like a couple hours before that.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I still have those photos on my phone. Do you want me to send them to you, or have I already sent them to you?
They're on social media, but yeah, go ahead. Maybe we'll make this the banner of this episode, me and MC Chris. I was so happy to see Paul. Like,
oh, I got one. I went to a this was the first Dragon Con I ever went to. There was a Cosplay Deviants like after party, and there the guy got up on stage, and he's like, you guys having a good time? And everybody's like, ooh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, hey, it just got more exciting. There's a chicken tender bar in the back. And I turned around and immediately dipped to the chicken tenders.
I remember you guys talking about that chicken tender bar.
Thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment just under a table, immediately beelined to the chicken tenders.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of, the conventions do have a lot of food, like free food sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Not necessarily C2E2, but a lot of anime conventions I've been to, like free ramen bar. Or, now, granted, it's the instant ramen and you got to make it yourself, but still
you gotta fight for it.
Yeah. And please, at these conventions, if you don't remember anything except this little tidbit, stay hydrated and take a shower, because
please God,
no one wants to smell you and no one wants to pick up your dehydrated corpse.
Please God, please wear deodorant. Please wear deodorant.
Wear deodorant.
If you could afford a con ticket, you could afford deodorant.
Now I'm thinking this audience is going to be smell good.
I have a few, actually. They're not party ones, though. They're related to meeting some people that I greatly admire, though.
Oh, yes.
So I just thought of me
meeting people.
Yeah. So I was, of course, the Soldier 76 one, where I was just as Soldier 76. I got to meet his voice actor, and I also got to meet D.Va's voice actor for a video game called Overwatch. It's one of my favorite video games of all time, like 600 hours worth of Overwatch.
Do you still play?
I still play.
Dang, I need to get
in. Yeah, I'm almost level 12,000. Yeah, 1,200. So.
Hey, you have that Wi-Fi now at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah. Join alert.
So I got to meet them. They signed my Funko Pops I had of them. They did some voice lines. They really liked my cosplay. And it was really nice to meet them. It was really cool.
I love meeting voice actors these things. Like those.
What else? I also met one of my favorite artists for DC Comics, Francis Manipal. He did the Flash for New 52, and actually one of my favorite runs for the Flash. And it's also like he's artist goals, because it's just amazing how he draws. And like basically anything that he draws, I pick up as much as possible. I bought like a whole bunch of stuff, and I had him sign everything.
That's like Skyler with CJ Dream.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I'm so grateful I won that gigantic Deadpool.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, I'm so mad.
That's probably like $700 worth of art that I just won for $50.
I am so mad because we were one number apart. I was so mad about that.
But if you would have won, you would have gave it to Skyler, right?
No.
No. So.
He would have smashed it right in front of Skyler.
I love my boy Skyler, but no, that would have been mine.
That is, and it's huge, and it's so beautiful, too.
Like,
But I'm
so mad about that.
But yeah, if you're listening out there, go to a convention. Like, start at C2E2 is a good recommendation. You'll find what you're looking for. If you like TV shows, if you like movies, video games, bad horror movies, you name it. Like, you're going to find it at a convention somewhere. And if you've been, like, on the fence, hopefully, like, this podcast told you some do's and don'ts and make some memories. And be sociable, because everyone there likes the same thing as you do, so...
Yeah, don't be afraid to talk to somebody in a cosplay that you like. Don't be afraid. Go. They will accept. Like, they will like
get a picture. Yeah.
Yeah. They will never say no to you.
No, we won't. We love taking pictures. We love being taken pictures of, because like we want people to appreciate. Like, it's just another form of art.
Definitely.
So it's just a way we express ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. Well, this is a good, nice little episode. Thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah, and if you want to plug your things one last time, Fat Low End over there.
That's me, Twitter, Fat Low End. I don't use Twitter. Follow me on SoundCloud.
Wait, we're five episodes deep and you've been promoting something you don't even use.
I'm trying to use it more.
Oh, yeah.
But, FLE EP just came out. Olatho SoundCloud, listen to my music, and thanks for having me.
No problem. I don't know. What about you, Paul? Paul Gruzelski?
Paul Pogorzelski, middle name excluded. Nothing to plug, unfortunately, yet.
Go see him at Hot Topic.
Assistant manager.
Assistant manager over there.
Yeah, come see me at Hot Topic. I'll talk to you about anime all day. It's great.
It'll be great. Mike? Come see me at my place of work.
Yeah.
My full name is Paul Pogorzelski.
Just ask for me.
Middle people are going to go to Hot Topic and ask for Paul Pogorzelski. Oh, must no be one of his close friends.
There's no one by that name that works here.
It's all a lie.
Oh, you're looking for store number 3412.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Instagram, Twitter, thickboy, 3 C's, 3 I's. Photography, Instagram, Singularity Photography.
All right. And then
please follow me.
And then Heather?
Twitter is DeliHam. And then Instagram is Deli Hams, where you can see my progress of making cosplay and props and probably dying to the cosplay and props.
You do really good cosplay.
Oh, thank you.
Aw, you do very well cosplays.
Thank you.
Say it, Paul.
Say it, Paul.
What are you going to say?
What are you going to say, Paul?
You going to make a joke?
Say what you mouth.
That sentence sounded really rough coming from you.
Which sentence?
You do cosplay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But anyways, that wraps things up for Region Nerd Alert. Thank you to my guest for joining me today. And if you missed anything, you can now listen to this podcast on the Lakeshore Public Radio website. Just click on the Shows tab, then click Shows A to Z, then look me up, Region Nerd Alert. Thank you all for being here, and I will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.